Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, give it all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heavenly earth, the sea, and all that is there. I say hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior. and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I pray to my Yah for another opportunity to come before you to bring to you His great, holy, and atoning purpose. Today, this week, or particularly today, we will be dealing with our beliefs, and particularly how we believe, how strong we believe. The word believe comes from the Hebrew word aman, which simply means to be firm, faithful, true, to trust, to be so firm that you are permanent. And oftentimes, the Creator will test your belief. He will test your heart to see how committed you are to Him. He will test the reins of your heart to see how solid you really are, how faithful you really are. Or are you just passing time? Or are you just someone that soon as the road gets rough, the kitchen gets hot, you're ready to bounce? You're ready to get off the road? Only Yah knows these things, because Yah purposed to know this thing. And why do He purpose to know this thing? Because Yah said only a remnant of His people will be saved. So Yah is looking for the best of the best. And when I search down and look to see what attributes did Yah talk about first? What was it that Yah looked at and wanted to see in His word above all the other attributes? Let me tell you what it is and what it is. It is called your belief in Him. Yahweh really desired one to believe in Him more than anything else. And Yah was going to check to see if you believe in Him, because He didn't want people to say, well, I believe in Yah. But really, they were nothing but counterfeits, talking about their belief, but don't believe at all. And I want you to see how important this belief is. Matter of fact, one of the first times I see this word in the scriptures, it's in the book of Genesis 15, with one of His servants. And this is what it says in Genesis 15. And yes, it is true that we seem to be reaching a milestone. A milestone of 400 years. Now, to many of you, like, this is not a milestone at all, because this already happened. That milestone has passed and gone. So that this milestone of 400 years means nothing to them. It's already gone to pass. And then you have many other Israelites who believe, I'm assuming based on their rhetoric, that we have several more years to go. proof. But nevertheless, this is not a milestone for them either. So in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, this is what this is saying. Well, this is what it says. Before, let's start at the first verse. After these things, the word of God came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward." And Abraham said, "Yahweh, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, to me you have given no seed. And look, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth and brought him and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be." And watch what it says in the sixth verse. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. In other words, Abram did not go through the vain attempt to count the stars, because he knew he couldn't anyway. And oftentimes we are trying to do things, believe things, knowing that is vanity anyway. We can't do it anyway. And he knew he couldn't count the stars. So he just believed what Yahweh said. He believed in Yahweh's word. Yahweh said it, so I will believe it. And who wouldn't believe the word of Yahweh? And this is the first attribute I've seen in the scriptures that a man got to have. He got to believe. Now, this belief is not like Christians. This is not that type of belief where it tells you, just believe, and you'll be saved. No, it's not that type of belief at all. Let me show you how I know it's not that type of belief. If you look in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, this is what it says. In the book of Proverbs 14, the 15th verse, it says, "The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looks well to his goal." So in other words, we're not to be simple at all. Simple just means you really just don't know. You're a step away from being a fool, because a fool don't want to know. But the simple, you got an opportunity to know. But it's not really good to be the simple, because the simple believes every word. And you don't want to believe every word. There's things you want to search out. You want to look to. You want to do some study, some research, some prayer. There's things you want to, you got to. Yahweh got to show you signs. Yahweh, I believe you, but show me a sign that what you're saying is true. Let me know. Show me that you're the one that's telling me this, that's whispering in my ears, that's coming to my mind and heart and telling me to do this thing, telling me to say this thing, or at least telling me to believe this thing. If you want me to believe it, yeah, and it is true, then you show me myself. Yes, I heard it from other people, but show me that what they're saying is the truth. And that's what a prudent man would do. Prudent man is searching out. He just ain't going to believe. And there's a lot of things you can believe. And there's a lot of things that you believe are not the truth. And one of the ways you can tell is not the truth is it cannot be established. You want to look for things that can be established. But first you got to believe. And if you believe, then it's great possibility that it can be established. Now your search can be fruitful. Let me show you how powerful belief is. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, 2 about belief. And I know many people are confused. A lot of people are what they call between a hard place, a rock and a hard place, because they are unsure, and there's a lot of uncertainty that people have. But the way you establish certainty, sureness, is what we're about to show you. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 20th verse, it says, "And they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Yehuda, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh, your Elohim, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." So you got to believe in Yahweh to be established. You have to believe in his prophets to prosper. And there's a lot of things that we have shown you that you can believe in the truth, because we brought it to you by showing you precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. We brought it to you at the mouth of two or more witnesses. So when you believe in Yahweh, He will establish you. He will give you the ability to show forth what you're supposed to believe. Now, for most, that's not enough. And that's the history of our people, that just talking to our people, showing them some scriptures, that's not enough to get our people to believe. So it's understandable why a lot of people have this uncertainty, unsure of the future. Our people had to actually, literally, be shown things. Even though they have been shown things, and things are happening, but they have to be shown where there's no doubt about it. And Creator will do that because he's done it in the past. But he also wants you to know Then it's in the book of Isaiah, the 7th chapter. As we embark on our deliverance. In the book of Isaiah, the 7th chapter, the creator said, seven verse. This is what it says. That is Yahweh. It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. The head of Syria is the mocker. The head of the mocker is reason. But the 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not be. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria. And the head of Samaria is Ramaliah's son. And watch what he says. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Over Yahweh spoke again to Ahaz, son. Ask you for a sign from Yahweh your Lord. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tell Yahweh. Because he knew that this was very vain. Yahweh should have to show you nothing. He doesn't show it enough. He'll let him know that if you don't believe, you shall not be established. In other words, Yahweh gonna do what he's gonna do, but there's a lot of non-believers. You think Yahweh is gonna establish a non-believer? No, he's not gonna do that. Because he knows that this individual, they're not going to appreciate what Yahweh will do and what Yahweh has done, because they don't appreciate what Yahweh has done all the way to this very day. They don't appreciate it. They believe that they are where they at because of them. Themselves. So Yahweh might do some things, but I don't mean they don't believe it, nor does it mean that they even want Yahweh to do it. Many of our people didn't even want to be free. In Egypt, why did he think bring us out of this wilderness to kill us? By thirst. Why they wanted them graves in Egypt? That's why he brought us out here to die. In other words, so on and so forth, they would complain and they never believed. We know they didn't believe. I have to show you the scripture on that. That's this in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, the 8th verse. He delights in us. And he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. That's what we want today. But Yahweh do have to delight in us. Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and Yahweh is with us, fear them not. But all the congregation said, stone them with stone. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moshe, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be before they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them, us your name, all kind of stuff, in which they wanted to see. Show me something. Prove to me that, Yahweh, you're not going to believe it anyway. Your father didn't believe it. So why are you asking? You're not going to believe. Because if I have to show you a sign, you're not going to see it anyway. It's not going to make you believe. You will still be the stubborn, rebellious, non-believer that you are. You think you're different than your parents? Well, if you do, then prove it. Show that you are a believer. Rather than a non-believer. And that should not be hard to do. Because if you believe, you will act like you believe, you will talk like you believe. Then the Creator Himself will establish you as one who believes. I've shown you people who were established. They believe. So right before I show you that, in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. We're talking about believing. What really do you believe? I don't know. But Yahweh do. He does know. In the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, the very first verse. And Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. As people are saying today, Yahweh say this, Yahweh say that. And Yahweh said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. Moshe fled from before him. And Yahweh said to Moshe, put forth your hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that Yahweh, Elohim of their father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov has appeared to you. And Yahweh said, furthermore to him, put down your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom and said, behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass. If they will not believe you, neither listen to the voice of the first son, but they will believe the voice of the latter son. And it shall come to pass, though, if they will not believe also these two sons, neither listen to the voice that you shall take of the water of the river, pour upon the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. In other words, Yahweh is giving them every opportunity to believe in him. But it's up to the people, up to the individual, whether they're going to believe or not. And Moses is showing clear signs that you should believe in him, saying that Yahweh appeared to me, and I'm telling you the truth. And the message that I come with is not for me, but it's from Yahweh Himself. And here, today, we don't have a rod or a staff to throw on the ground. All we have is the word of Yahweh. And we cast that before you. And as we cast the word of Yahweh before you, it's up to you whether you believe it or not. show you things that you ain't never heard. Things you ain't never seen before, but then when we put it out to you, it's right there black and white. Always waiting for you, waiting for your eyes to behold it, so that you can see the very word of Yahweh. So Yahweh will give signs, and there's many signs that's happening in the earth, coming right out of heaven today. Here it is, we got a pandemic that the world seems not to get hold of, control of, in no kind of way. And it has affected, it impacted the world in the most negative way possible. It has impacted the economic systems. And consequently, it has impacted the very inhabitants and citizens that live on earth. And it is not getting better, it is only getting worse. And you would think Yahweh would have put the type of heart he had in Pharaoh in these men, because there's no soundness in them whatsoever. No soundness. And now, the very heads of state are just simply arguing and disputing with one another, and really none of them will make sense at all, while people are dying. We have a report today that over almost 100,000 children in two weeks now, almost 100,000 children have tested positive, have been affected. They used to say children can't catch it. So how in 2 weeks, 100,000 children become affected? Well, because of Yahweh. That's why. And this is why we can't believe in these systems, we cannot believe in these gospels. Our belief must be in the Creator Himself. And let me tell you why, let me show you why. In the book of Proverbs 26, watch what this says. Proverbs 26, verse 24. It says, he that hates disguises with his lips and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks graciously, believe him not. For there are seven abominations in his heart. And here's a man that's telling you that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. There's no more racism. All the police is good. And they tell you a bunch of other things. But you know otherwise. You know the truth. His hatred is just being disguised. Just like people who say they fear God, people who say they believe in God, people who say they serve God, as soon as y'all turn up the heat, as soon as y'all put a little pressure on your point, then you will see the reality and the truth of their beliefs. So you don't get called up. You don't speak graciously, but don't get caught up in the words. You will not know that there are seven abominations in his heart. Then there are those who actually, really, are bona fide believers. Let me show you a couple. Like in the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter. You would think, looking at Israel today, looking at the Israelite community today, even here in Cincinnati, that there are no believers, that the way everybody acts, you would think everything is going to be as they are. You see no difference in the attitudes, in the actions, in the talk, in the walk. All you see is what you see yesterday. So what do I suppose to see in the remnant? Watch what we see in the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter. In the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter, we're going to start at the 16th verse. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, cast him into the pit of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your he whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." And that's who Yahweh will deliver. The ones that serve him continually, consistently, constantly. And a stone was brought, laid upon the mouth of the demon. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his masters, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, passed the night fasting. Then there were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the pit of lions. And when he came to the demon, he cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living Elohim, is your Elohim who you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions?" Then said Daniel to the king, "O king, live forever. My Elohim has sent his angel, has shut up the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocent was found in you, and also before you, O king, have I done no hurt." Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his own. And how much do you believe in your Elohim? Do you believe enough not to get caught up? This is what you need to know about the remnant. The remnant are individuals that have purpose and made themselves different from everybody else. Their ways, their doings, even the way they think is different from everybody else. They're not caught up in these everyday contentions that that you find yourself in, they're not trying to be like everybody else. It's just the opposite. They're trying to be different than everybody else. And who want to be different? But the women. Who want to be sanctified? The women. Who want to be separated from everybody else? Yeah, the women. And this is why Daniel was remembered, because he believed. He believed. So Daniel didn't fight and struggle trying to stop people from throwing him in the den. They didn't have to tie him up and toss him in. None of that had to happen with him. No one did say Daniel was scared or afraid or feared. No, Daniel went, and then Daniel came back. And not just Daniel. You don't have to be an Israelite. You don't have to be one of these elites, elect, to be delivered. But you do have to believe. You do have to believe. Watch what it says in the book of Jonah, the third chapter. In the book of Jonah, the third chapter, watch what it says. First verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Rise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid you." So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3-day journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be just overthrown." And watch what the scripture says. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. The word came to the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king, at his moment, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, nothing but feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily to Elohim. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that's in his hand. Who can tell of Elohim to turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not?" And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And Elohim repented of the evil that he had said he would do to them, and he did it not. Why? Because they show their belief. They believe that Elohim said was the truth. And if you believe what the Creator said is the truth, then what is all the sucks for? What is all the badness for? The foolishness for? You don't believe that Yahweh said he would return with his anger? You don't believe that Yahweh said he had a controversy with his people and the inhabitants of the earth? You don't believe Yahweh when he said, "Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that you might be healed in the day of Yah's anger"? How much more do Yahweh have to say? How much more do Yahweh have to do in order for you to believe him? Because if you believe him would not, you be seeking the very thing that he said would spare you, hide you, and deliver you. And not only are you supposed to believe it, but you're supposed to be a witness of it. In the book of Isaiah 43, this is what Yahweh said. In the book of Isaiah 43, in the 10th verse, you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no one who said, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. And if you believe this, and you are witness to this, then should not you understand, should not you know that what Yahweh is saying is true? And if you know, and if you believe, and if you understand these things, then you should be acting accordingly. This is what you should be doing. Hold your remnant, hold the same. How often do we have to say this? How often do we show this? Do you want to be a part of this elite group? Or do you want to be like everybody else? Have vain reasons and excuses to fuss and complain and to continue. Boy, that's totally up to you. But Yahweh don't have time to listen to a bunch of complaints. He made that crystal clear. But do you think it'll stop us? No. And I know you're looking for that sign. You're looking for that wonder. You're looking for that one thing that will get you to believe and see what you need to see. And let me tell you, if it came, you wouldn't believe it anyway. And let me show you. In the book of Habakkuk, the very first chapter, the first verse, the third one, which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Oh, Yahweh, how long shall I cry? And you will not hear. Even cry out to you in violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity? And cause me to behold greatness. The spoiling and violence are before me, and there are those that raise up strife and contention. Hey, you know who you are. Just raising up strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slacked. Judgment does never go forth. For the wicked does encompass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceeds. And watch what it says. Behold, you among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For though I raise up the Chaldeans that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. In Yahweh, this is the work of Yahweh. He do things wonderful, marvelous. And all you can do is marvel at it, wonder at it. But yet, you're not going to believe it anyway, even though it comes from Yahweh himself. For you to believe in Yahweh, you got to believe in him and his words. And if you don't believe his words, you're not going to believe his actions. For his words are just things that Yahweh said he would do. Things he had done. But you don't believe it. So therefore, when Yahweh showed you his action, then you're lost. You don't see it. You don't believe it. You don't regard it. And you don't have to be that type of people. But unfortunately, you are that type of people. But you don't have to be. Is your proper heart will not tell you the truth. It won't tell you you are what everybody sees. And there's nothing that you're saying. Watch what the scriptures tell us in the book of Psalm 78. Watch what it says. 1200. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea, caused them to pass through. He made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them in the cloud. And all the night with a light of fire. He broke open the rocks in the wilderness, gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. They tempted Elohim in their heart by asking food for their lust. Yea, they spoke against Elohim. They said, can Elohim furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out. The streams overflowed. He can give bread also. Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, Yahweh heard this and was angry. So the fire was kindled against Yaakov. Anger also came up against Israel because they believed not in Elohim and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above, it opened the doors of heaven. And it rained down manna upon them and had killed them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent the food to the fool, causing an east wind to blow into heaven. By his power, He brought me in the south wind. He was flesh also part of the dust, feather file like as the sand of the sea. He let it all fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation, and they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their food was shed in their mouth, the wrath was on him, he came upon him, and slew the fattest of them, smote down the chosen men of Israel. So all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous word. See, it don't matter. You either believe y'all or you don't. And here it is. Yahweh will show all these beautiful, wondrous, awesome signs, works, great things. And did it cause the people to believe? Did it cause them to be so inspired that now we will serve Yahweh? It did. To believe in Yahweh, you've got to believe his words. You got to believe what Yahweh said is true. That's why the scripture says Abraham believed in him and he counted it as righteousness. He just believed what Yahweh said is true. And why don't you believe what Yahweh said is true? This is the way that you are established. In the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, anybody can believe something that happened before the Lord, but this is not the consistent belief that Yahweh is looking for. See, when our people first came out of Egypt, I'm talking about literally came out of Egypt, in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, let me show you what it said about our people that was very temporary. It says in the book of Exodus 14, the 29th verse, that the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and to the left. Thus Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Egyptians. And watch what it says. And the people feared Yahweh and believe Yahweh and the servant Moses. This is walking out of Egypt. They believed him, they feared him. And then 3 days later, watch what happens. In Exodus 15, literally 3 days later, 23rd verse, Exodus 15 to 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moshe, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto Yahweh. And Yahweh showed him a tree let me go back a little bit, because I want you to see where it was 3 days. 22nd verse. Let's start there. Okay, it was 15 to 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. You just read where he just crossed the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, just 3 days, and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moshe, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him the truth, which when he had cast into the waters remained sweet. There he made for them a statue of oil, and there he proved them, none will be tested. As Yahweh do it today, we don't even realize it's just a test. We think, we got some people think it's time to mourn, and we got all these deaths happening. Then you got some people think it's time to celebrate because of all the weddings and all the good things that's happening to certain people. But nobody realized that all of it is just a test. It's just a test. Everything. And you don't forget how Yahweh proves. Watch what it says. It said, if you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptian. For I am Yahweh that heals you. This was, it was just a test. 3 day test. And he gave us the glory. And why? Because that temporary belief they had in Yahweh was just that. Temporary. Yeah, somebody believes in you, they pull you out of a burning house. Pull you out of a wrecked car. Give you money to get you out of your situation. Yeah, they believe in you at that moment, at that time. But are they going to believe for the long haul that truly you are the deliverer, that you have established yourself to be? And Yahweh has established the fact that he is a deliverer. Why don't you believe? And why aren't you showing your belief? Here it is. The belief is so important. So impactful and instrumental that it's for the remnant. That's how important it is. For the remnant. And every day people showing you, you really don't believe. And I'm going to show you how Yahweh sees whether you believe or not. And watch what he says in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. 7th verse, Numbers 27. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe and said, take the rod, gather you the assembly together, you, and Aaron your brother, speak you to the rock before them, and it shall give forth his water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So you shall give the congregation and the beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before Yahweh as he commanded him. And Moshe and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Now watch what happens. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe then, because you believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given you. In other words, just because their temporary lack of belief. See, most people have a temporary lack of belief, but they're not going to believe the long haul. Here it is. Somebody who believed a long haul and had a temporary lack of belief, and it cost them in going into the land. And Yahweh said, you will believe me, to sanctify me. I never told you to hit this rock. I didn't give you this rod to strike this rock. I told you to speak to the rock. And you know when you speak to anything in the world of Yahweh, they should have been saying, thus says Yahweh, let water come from this rock, that these beasts and people may have drink. But they didn't. They believed him not. And they were sanctified in the eyes of the people. And it cost them from going into the land. Now do you see how important it is for you to believe all the way through? That one fast didn't get you through. You know, you might think it did, but no. The race is not over. We're still captive. There's much work still left to be done. And right now, our people are the sign, are the wonder when Yahweh will go through. So this is not the time not to believe. This is the time to secure your belief. And how do you do that? By keeping his commandments, executing his laws, doing all his statutes and judgments, and honoring all his covenants. This is how you secure. We're talking about belief. The significance of believing. You can get caught up wrestling and tangling with things that can't save you. That's your choice. But those who desire to be a part of this elitist group, this elect, the chosen, the remnant. You have to know you can't be like everybody. You can't sound like everybody else. You can't do what everybody else is doing if you believe. In the book of Psalm 116, watch what this is. The fifth verse. Psalm 116:5. Gracious is Yahweh and righteous. Yes, our Elohim is merciful. Yahweh preserves the simple. Why do we preserve the sinful? Because we've given them a chance to know. See, the simple believe it every word. But the prudent search it out. Search out the matter. So Yahweh is giving the simple the opportunity to do the search so that they might know. And of course, believe and understand that it is him. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from failing. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of living. Watch what the 10th verse says. But this is what you got to know. I believe, therefore have I spoken. And I was greatly afflicted. Because this is what's going to happen when you believe. When you believe, people are going to tell you you're crazy. People are going to tell you you're simple. People are going to tell you you come out. And all you do, and all you were doing was believing in Yahweh's word. I believe, therefore have I spoken. In other words, you spoke because you believed. But you were greatly afflicted. And I said in my haste, owe me a lot. What shall I run unto Yahweh for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows unto Yahweh, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Only Yahweh, truly I'm your servant. I am your servant, the son of your enemy. You have loosed my bond. Is that what you want? Is that what you want Yahweh to do? Loose your bond, free you of this captivity, free you of this madness and confusion that's going on every day. Free you of the strife and contention that you feel like you cannot escape. And you can. If you believe. You can. If you believe in this prophet. You can. If. You want to be saved. You want to be delivered. And you got to want that more than you want everything else. And Yahweh let us know, last scripture in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 51. The fourth and fifth verse. Listen unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For law shall proceed from it. And I will make my judgment to rest in the light of the people. For my righteousness is here. My salvation has gone forth. My arm shall judge the people. The hour shall wait upon me. And on my arm shall the Shalom. Thank you.